Hi, this is Margaret McMahon bringing you the weekly Out and About program, highlighting things to do in and around our area. Well, I hope everyone had a special Valentine celebration. The Chamber's Galentine was fabulous. The desserts, the fashion show, the drinks, the camaraderie, all very special. And thank you to the Chamber for organizing this special event and the special boutiques and businesses that made it possible at the Carolina Estate. Such a beautiful place. Well, it's not too late if you really want to feel a part of all the excitement happening in Uptown Roxborough over the next year. Join the Roxborough Uptown Group by being a sponsor of the activities, and you can do it for as little as $20. Contact April, the Uptown Director, at 336-322-6019 and let her tell you about the different levels of sponsorship. Come be a part of Uptown Roxborough. It's Third Thursday, and that means in Uptown Roxborough, Black Creek Brewery will be the food truck Yanami on wheels from 5 to 8, and the trivia starts at 6:30 p.m. Also at Black Creek Brewery on Friday, February the 17th, will be the food truck Smokehouse Bandits from 5 to 8 p.m. On February the 17th, the Break Time Band will be at the Festival House at the Homestead, and tickets are $10. Also on Friday, February the 17th, Corey Ward, who some of you may remember performed on The Voice, will be at the Palace Point from 8 to 11 p.m. performing. On Saturday, February the 18th, Tim Elliott will be at Tunnel Creek Winery and Vineyard from 4 to 7. And on Sunday the 19th, they'll have Ray Martin performing at the winery. On Saturday, February the 18th, in Uptown Roxborough at 1792 Beer Company will be the food truck Goodness Gracious, and they'll be there for lunch and dinner times. To continue your Valentine weekend celebration, there are a couple of great musical opportunities. On February the 18th, the number 5 group on the Bluegrass chart, Starlet and Big John, will be performing at the Kirby Theater as Bluegrass comes back to the Kirby. They'll be playing songs from their new album, Living in the South. They'll be joined by the Roxborough Connection. Tickets are $20 at the door, so join us as Rob Hall brings Bluegrass back to the Kirby. Saturday, February the 18th, doors open at 6:30, show starts at 7 p.m. Another musical opportunity for to continue your Valentine Week celebration will be at the Timberlake Suite at the Homestead on Saturday night, February the 18th. There'll be an Elvis dinner show from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Tickets are $45 a person, and they're on sale now for this event. On February the 21st, be sure to watch Good Morning America because they're going to have a special that's going on at Duke Hospital. Food truck on the 22nd at 1792 Beer Company will be Kono Pizza. Now, I want to make you aware that on Thursday night, the 23rd, on the TV show Grey's Anatomy, there will be actual footage from a special heart procedure that was performed at Duke Medical Center on a heart patient. Now, this is going to be shown again on Grey's Anatomy. This is a revolutionary and medically changing procedure that you might want to see. That's Thursday night, the 23rd. At Black Creek Brewery on February the 24th will be the food truck Cilantro Mexican from 5 to 8. On February the 24th at the Festival House will be the band Tones. The DJ starts at 7 and the band Tones gets started at 8. On Saturday, February the 25th at Tunnel Creek Winery and Vineyard will be String Break from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Also on the 25th at 1792 Beer Company will be the food truck Mr. Mongolian. In celebration of Black History Month, there'll be a night of dance at the Roxborough Moose and Family Center at 480 Burlington Road on Saturday, February the 25th. And I hope you have already purchased your tickets because I heard yesterday it is a sell-out event. While I was out and about last week, I noticed a lot of boaters fishing early mornings at Hyco Lake, so I guess the good weather has brought out some good fishing. The month of March is filling up with activities, and just to let you know, the security company, Absolute Security Lock Company, is moving a little bit more towards uptown. They'll be across from the post office in the new former Porter Realty building at 216 South Main Street. Well, I hope this has given you some fun things to do this weekend and to put on your planning calendar for upcoming events. Have a wonderful weekend in beautiful Roxborough and Person County. And thank you for listening. And now a word from the Quality Inn of Roxborough and Ford Bradshaw of Edward Jones, a financial advisor who so kindly bring you Out and About every Thursday.